This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You're gonna get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
A lot of guys are getting called up, a lot of top prospects who are being called up to be counted on. Yep. So there's two different conversations, which we've been having a lot of here on the podcast. Number one, what it's like to be a minor leaguer and have your first major league experience being the most important time of the year for a lot of teams, the rubber meets the road time, late August, September, what that's like, how you handle it. You just heard a great podcast with Syracuse Mets manager Dickie Scott explaining what they look for, what he looks for, how that progression happens. So that is one conversation. The other conversation we've had also is the dynamic of when a two-way player, a hitter and a pitcher, just focuses on one thing. So we've had multiple people talk about this. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani is the guy that everyone's chasing, but usually it goes the other way, and the teams just say, no, just focus on that. Nolan McClain, very, very much in the news lately, a friend of the program. He was doing it last year. Now he's just a pitcher, and he's a really, really good pitcher. Lucas Ursig, another guy that we've talked to, was great in talking about how when he finally chose to be a pitcher, it sort of freed him up. And a guy that we talked to in spring training, Bubba Chandler, that's who I want to resurface that conversation with, because Bubba Chandler checks off both these boxes of a pitcher who's called up or a player who's called up from the minor leagues for his major league debut at the end of the year, this being the end of the year, and showing that he's ready for the major leagues, showing that he has checked off all the boxes. So far, Bubba Chandler hasn't started any games, but he's appeared in two. He's coming in relief, but both have been four innings. Get this for numbers. First time out, four innings, two hits, no runs, three strikeouts, no walks. And then the most recent times, another four inning relief outing, only one hit, one walk, and three strikeouts. So science would suggest that's eight innings, three hits, six strikeouts. All right, so I once again feel like it's a worthy conversation to give you the conversation that I had with Bubba Chandler back in spring training, where we talked about all of this. And we hope to talk to Bubba here in the near future. Hope you enjoy. Bubba Chandler.
So I appreciate you taking the time. And we were talking about, you know, someone who we just had on, Conrad Case, and who's trying to do let him be a two-way player. And we were just talking about him. The last thing you said, it's hard. Yeah. You know, so, and we've talked to Lucas Ersig, who also tried this as well. Talk to me about, if you can, just like why it's so hard. I know that like that's a very simplistic question, but you have a unique perspective.
Yeah, I think in the minor leagues it's kind of tough. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, aren't perfect in the minor leagues. It's like, you know, the travel is a little tough. You know, bus rides are not great on the body and everything. And then, you know, you're not eating technically the best food you can. It's like, you know, for me, it was like my body kind of was giving out a little too early. To be, you know, 18, 19.
No one really thinks of that. Yeah.
It's like, you know, the constant throwing every day and the constant swinging every day was, you know, my back for an 18, 19-year-old kid was in a bad spot. And it was kind of a fine line of, like, you know, doing stuff in the weight room, doing stuff in the training room. Like, you didn't want to do too much because you had to be right back in there the next day swinging or pitching. And, you know, you didn't want to be super, super sore, you know, while you're doing that. So it's like, you know, constant battle of, like, trying to find a perfect routine. You know, just to not even play well, just kind of get through the year. And that's what kind of what I battled with was, you know, just kind of that routine aspect of it. Of, you know, like whether I had a good routine as a pitcher, a good routine as a hitter, I didn't have a good routine for both. And yeah, that was a tough spot.
It's crazy. Like, it's already I'm learning stuff, right? Because I've talked to different guys, but when you get out of high school and you're doing it and like, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I can hit. I can pitch.
Yeah.
But you don't think about that stuff. I mean, I don't know when you started it, if that was even on your radar.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It was, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Like, I knew it was hard, or gonna be hard, I guess, but yeah, you know, it was when I got here, you know, I was the first maybe two-way player the Pirates have ever had or let anyone try. So, like, you know, they were kind of in a rock and a hard place of, like, what do we do with them? So, you know, like, everyone was trying their best, and, you know, that's all you can ask for, but yeah, just kind of a messed up situation of, you know, which way did that they were trying to pull me in the, you know, pitching direction, the hitting direction. They were kind of like giving me, you know, 50-50 with that. And, you know, it was just kind of a...
So it was learning for everybody.
Yeah, it was almost like a figure it out on your own. But, you know, we're going to do all we can. But, like, we don't know. And we don't, and like, I don't know either. So it was kind of like, you know, everyone was kind of learning, which was cool. But, yeah, you know, kind of a tough situation that, you know, I think helped me in the long run just appreciate, you know, how hard the game of baseball is, and you just got to take everything with a grain of salt and just, like, be able to flush it. Because, you know, you're going to have another opportunity soon, you know, whichever way it is, whether, you know, you're a position player playing every day or you're a pitcher, you know, pitching every 5 days or reliever pitching every 2 to 3 days. Like, you're going to have another chance to, like, get back out there. And that was kind of the thing of, like, realizing how hard the game truly is, even at the lowest level of professional baseball you can play it in pretty ball and low A. Like, the game was so hard and it kind of sped up on me that, you know, I think it made me a better player now, you know, just as a sole pitcher, you know, looking back, you know, the struggles I had, you know, definitely on the hitting side and a little bit on the pitching side of, like, hey, you know, like, each game's, you know, the game's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
The next week you're going to need another start. What can you do in those next 5 days as a pitcher, you know, to get ready for that next start? And, you know, it made me realize, you know, how grateful I am to play the game. Like, hey, you know, the game is so hard. Just forget about it if you have a bad day. And that's kind of, you know, something, you know, every player can, you know, thinks differently about. But, yeah, you know, definitely doing the two-way thing made me realize it a lot quicker than, you know, I think some guys probably do. So
that was a great perspective. One of the things that Lucas Versiget said was when you get closer and you're going along, like, you're chasing, I want to be the next Ohtani. That's what everyone keeps saying. Yeah, I want to be the next Ohtani. And then if that, you get sort of in a bad place because you're chasing that so hard, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think Shohei, he's a unicorn. You can see it. You know, he's one of the best hitters in the big leagues, and he's one of the best pitchers in the big leagues. So, like, you know, just one guy. Like, you know, Babe Ruth did it back in the day, but, you know, like, you can say whatever you want to say about that. But yeah, you know, it's hard. Like, even him, you know, he struggles a little bit. His struggles aren't nearly as bad as, you know, everyone else who tried it. You know, their struggles they had. But yeah, you know, I think it may be, I don't want to say a touch, I don't want to say easier there, but maybe a little more, like, you know, he's got the perfect routine, he's got the perfect everything. It's like, you know, he's maybe doing a little easier than, you know, Conrad Kaysen's gonna do, you know, at first. Like, you know, he's done it for the last, you know, 10 years of
his
life.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You know, he's kind of knows what he's got to do every single day to, like, feel good.
Yeah.
You know, go out there and perform his best.
And the last thing is, so to now, you think that, like, that experience is a unique experience, but it made you a better pitcher?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, trying not to think too much about, like, when I'm pitching, of, you know, guys in the box, of, like, hey, what are they thinking? What was I thinking, you know, when I was hitting? Because, you know, the game's changed a lot. The, you know, last 2 to 3 years I haven't hit. But yeah, you know, it definitely, it just, you know, made me realize how hard hitting is, you know, like how, like, every pitcher tries to, and I fall into it too, of, you know, overcomplicate the game. It's just, like, you know, hitting is so hard that, like, you know, when I was a hitter, I would, you know, if a guy was throwing, you know, meat fastballs, I mean, I would think, you know, if you didn't have any other pitch and it was 0-2, I would still be thinking, okay, this guy's throwing a changeup all day or slider all day, whatever it is. Like, oh, he's probably coming now, and then he'd sneak a, you know, 90-mile-per-hour fastball by me. You're just like, oh, gosh, you know, just trying to, you know, overanalyzing and, you know, overcomplicating the game. And, you know, so that's kind of what I took from it.
I learned a lot. I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.